All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Once in a Lifetime, so let's get started. Why does everything always have to get so complicated? We have to speak to the mayor. We can't go back empty-handed. Do you know who these specific guests are? I don't, but you could ask around. People love to gossip here. Is there anybody you're thinking of exactly? You could try to talk to Ulrich, the apothecary. He used to work for the mayor, but now he has a shop near the river. Apothecary? The pharmacist. And maybe the new priest can help you. I've heard he's a kind man. He should be at the church. And if that doesn't work, you should ask Crazy Eye Sheila, the seamstress, or Sam at the stables. They might have some information, too. Okay, thank you, Susanna. We'll look into it. No problem, and good luck. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Okay, a lot of people to talk to and very little time. All right, girls, we have to talk to the mayor or alternatively get the key that he's keeping. We need information, so let's talk to the people Susanna mentioned. Let's split up. Judy, you'll go to the seamstress and find out what she knows. You can count on it, bro. Iko, Lauren, you go to the stables and talk to this Sam guy. Yeah, consider it done. This'll be a piece of cake. I'll go talk to the apothecary and the priest. When we're done, we'll meet in that corner tavern in an hour or so. Okay. If something happens, use the walkie-talkies. They're the only devices that have a signal here. But you don't have one. I'll be fine. Don't worry and take care of yourselves. Be careful. All clear? Clear. Yes. All right, let's go. See you in an hour. Okay. Okay, to find the church, I just have to follow the sound of the bells, and Susanna said the apothecary was by the river. Where should I go? Ignore all that and go to the tavern. I'll just go directly to the tavern and have a beer. I don't think I'll get anything out of this anyway. A few hours later. So you didn't go to the church. Well, I thought that it'd be better to come to the bar and let us do the dirty work. No, that's okay. We'll do it all, right, Judy? Right, sis. We have the information we needed anyway. We'll break into the mayor's room and retrieve the key like we planned. What do I do? Oh no, please, you get some rest. We'll do all the work. Okay. Yep, they're mad at me. I should have done my part. Alright, let's go back a little bit. A few minutes later. Alright, here's the church. Let's see if the priest can help me. Man, what a church. So far, there doesn't seem to be anyone here. I don't like churches. I still remember how scared I was of the chapel in Grandpa's village when I was little. And it wasn't half as big as this one. Well, let's take a look inside. Okay. What the fuck is this chant? This place looks creepy as fuck. And it's cold. Something doesn't smell right. Where are those chants coming from? There's no one singing. It sounds like it was emerging from the walls. Oh, shit. Hey there. I'm looking for the priest. Is he here? Father Mitchell is not here now. Oh, okay. Do you know when he will arrive? What's wrong with these people? I'll just have a look and then I'll get out of here. This looks like a normal Romanesque church. Stained glass windows, mosaic stone walls, a tomb of a king that nobody knows, and little else. The altar seems prepared to give mass. I can't waste any more time, though. I should go. Excuse me. Oh, can I help you, ma'am? I'm sorry, but you must sit down. Mass will begin soon. Is Father Mitchell here? I need to talk to him. You can speak with him after the Mass. Please, sit down. Okay. Thank you. How long is this gonna last? I can't be sitting here for an hour. Maybe I should... For behold, the Lord will come with fire, with his chariots like a whirlwind. Where is he? Sounds like he's coming down the stairs. He will bring down his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. For by fire and his sword, the Lord will judge all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Behold! And repent! The sinners will be judged and punished for their crimes. For the Lord crushes the wicked. Let his sword come and... What? Oh my God! Grim! You've gotta be kidding me, I'm starting to think our destinies are linked. What the hell are you doing here? Mike? Aren't you in the middle of a mass? Oh shit, it's true. Okay guys, I just saw a vision of the Lord and he told me to finish this mass ASAP. So yeah, that's all. Thank you for coming, you're all blessed. Well, what brings you to my church, my friend? Your church? What are you doing here? Hadn't you become a Yakuza leader? Why are you a priest now? Oh, that's a long story, buddy. Let's go outside. The Gregorian chant record I put on to create atmosphere is starting to annoy me. You want to buy a bottle of holy water for the road? Holy water? Yeah, I blessed it myself. It's only 10 euros a bottle. No thanks. Yeah, you're doing the right thing. Between us, it's just tap water, but don't tell people. There's a lady who claims that my water resurrected her dead dog who buys a bottle from me every morning. Anyway, let's go. And when I arrived here with a Cossack I found in the bus station, they took me for a priest. This town is quite isolated, so I've been hiding here from the police. But, well, what about you, Grim? What are you doing here? Have you embarked on another adventure with your beautiful girls? Actually, yeah. We want to get into the Magnus Manor, but the mayor locked the place down and he keeps the only key. Do you know anything about that key or the mayor? Something we could use? Yeah, a lot of people hate him around here. I've heard he's a prick. I don't know anything else though. But I know who could help you. Clarice. Yes, Father? You see, this is my friend Grim. He needs, some information about the mayor. Something he could use to ask a favor of him. I'm sure you could help us. What? I can't do that. Gossiping and defaming others is a sin, Father. Oh, come on, Clarice. You're already a sinner. Remember what you did with that cucumber the other day? Father! I told you that under the seal of confession! Come on, don't worry, I forgive you. And the Lord told me he'll forgive you too if you help us with this. Oh, okay, in that case, you didn't hear this from me, but wicked tongues say he enjoys the company of very young girls. Like very, very young girls, if you know what I mean. Girls who don't go to his house willingly. Well, that's gold, Grim. The mayor's a pedophile. I'm sure you can use that information somehow. Yeah, I guess so. Thanks, Mike. I gotta ask. I'd love some action, you know. Do you need help with this? Yeah, why not? If you want to help us, we could use some backup. Awesome. I'll go get my things. I keep some guns under the altar. What? Are you leaving us, Father? We need you. Ah, Clarice. There comes a time in the life of every priest when he has to grab his gun, go on an adventure, and shoot a couple of sinners. But don't worry, after I'm done, I'll be back. I can't abandon my people. Do you promise, Father? I promise, Clarice, I'd never do that to you. Well, I rest assured, then. All figured out, Grim. This is my chance to pay you back for the one I owe you. If you need me, I'll be waiting for you under the tree behind the tavern. Alright, thanks, Mike. See you later. Well, that was helpful. Mike's quirky, but I'm sure he can be helpful. I should stick with the plan. It'll be dark soon. A few minutes later. Okay, it should be here. This must be the drain that empties into the river. Must be one of these doors. Hey there, pretty boy. Looking for something? Huh? If I were you, I wouldn't continue. These alleys can be rough at this time of day. Some people don't like strangers, you know. Oh, you're that girl we met when we arrived. The one who threw apples at us. You're very sweet to remember. My name's Ava, by the way. Nice to meet you, Ava. I'm Grim. Well, Grim, are you looking for anything in particular? Actually, I'm looking for Ulrich, the apothecary. Do you know where he is? Oh, Ulrich, do you want to buy some magic plants?
Magic plants?
Well, you know, Ulrich is just a drug dealer. Everybody knows. He sells alcohol, weed, and stronger stuff, but with friendlier names. I've been told he also sells some natural aphrodisiacs that can make you feel the most intense orgasm of your entire life. That sounds really interesting, but I just want to talk to him. I need to ask him a couple of questions. I see. Well, I guess you're in luck. Ulrich's shop is the first door at the end of this alley. Oh, thank you, Ava. No problem, and good luck in your quest, whatever it is. This girl looks intriguing. It's as if this village was hiding something. Anyway, let's talk to this Ulrich. I hope you can help me. Okay, the first door. It should be that one. Hello? Is this a shop? It looks more like a small storage room. There's even a bed. I guess he sleeps here as well. What the fuck is this guy doing here? Scrolls, vials, dried herbs, candles, and is that a human skull? Can I help you? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a shop and I... It is. How come you're not wearing a creepy mask like the rest of the locals? I don't want to keep all these ridiculous traditions. I've been saving money to get out of this fucking town. And speaking of money, what did you want to buy? Well, in fact, I didn't want to buy anything. Look, I'll get right to the point. I've been told you used to work for the mayor, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about him. Yes, I used to, but he fired me because of various discrepancies. Great. The thing is, I want to go to the mansion of Lord Magnus, and I know the mayor. Not so fast, my friend. Why should I help you? You haven't even bought a bottle of wine. But that, of course, has an easy solution. It just so happens that I just picked up this bottle of wine from my cellar. Let's make a deal. You buy the wine and I tell you what you want to know. Win-win. Deal? I just keep spending money. I really hope Asmodeus gives us the millions he promised when this is all over. Okay, give me the wine. That's a very good decision. You won't regret it. Well, tell me, what do you want to know? Okay, I need to go into the mansion of Magnus, and I know the mayor had this place locked up. The mansion of Magnus. Do you know he closed the place down after some mysterious disappearances? There's something in that town that's better left alone. I don't care. We need an artifact that's hidden in the mansion. Well, be my guest. The only access to the mansion is the front door, and the mayor is the only key. I guess he has it hidden somewhere in his bedroom. And if you're wondering if he'd give it to you, I'll save you some time. He won't. And how can I get that key? How can I sneak into his room? I don't know, buddy. That's all I can tell you. If you want that key, you'll have to steal it. And before you ask, yes, the door of the mansion was reinforced with metal, so you can't kick the door down. I see. Well, thank you anyway. I'll be on my way. Goodbye. Wait! Before you leave, don't you want to take a peek at my products? Your... products?
I produce brews and concoctions with astounding results that make it seem like magic. I'll show you my four best creations, only 5 euros each. That's not that expensive, actually. I have a 10-euro note. I guess I could buy a couple of them. Okay, show me what you got. Excellent! The first one. This is Emerald Light. It heals rheumatism, osteoporosis, arthritis, lumbago, and other backaches instantly. No side effects. Next. Nah, my back's alright. Okay, as you like. You'll regret that when you're my age. You'll like this one. I call this Ember's Moan. This is a very powerful aphrodisiac. It can make a woman so horny she'll throw herself at you like an animal and eat. And the sex, oh my fucking god. She'll scream of pleasure, begging for more, I assure you. Buy it. Okay, man, now we're talking. I'll take that. You won't regret it. My star product. I call this one Draught of Harsh. Do you know those moments when you're trying to get a little action, but your friend doesn't want to cooperate? No, not really. Well, this is like Viagra, but blueberry flavored. You can get your biggest erection ever and keep coming and coming, no matter the time, the weather, or the danger of death you're in. Next. I don't think I'll need that. Thanks. Okay, do what you want. Well, and finally, this I call it Angel's Breath. But maybe you shouldn't buy it. What? Why? Well, I was trying to create a muscle relaxant, but it turned out to be an incredibly powerful hallucinogen. Some people become smarter, stronger, or quicker. Others just see flying dragons in bright colors. The result may be a strong feeling of pleasure, sleepiness, or anxiety. The effects vary greatly depending on the person. Wow. The good part is that the effects are immediate and last only a few minutes with no long-term side effects. Well, it can't be that bad then. Oh, I didn't say it was. It's fucking awesome. You know what? I'll take it. Okay, it's all yours. So, are you sure it's safe? Of course it is. It's all natural. And as I said, the effects only last for a few minutes. After that, you'll be good as new. You can try it now. If it's not as I say, you get your money back. Okay, I guess I have 10 minutes. You only live once. Drinking a couple of sips. How long does it take? It should be almost immediate. I don't feel anything unusual. I'm not seeing flying dragons. That's weird. Maybe it doesn't affect him. Wait, how did you say that without opening your mouth? What? Did you hear that? Can you hear me now? Yes. Oh my god, this is amazing. This potion somehow gave you telepathic powers. Oh my god, I can really hear what you're thinking. We should go to... Ha ha ha, I'm sorry, I couldn't keep from laughing. I can talk without moving my lips, I was just messing with you. Aw, you're a fucking prick. This shitty beverage of yours is only giving me a headache. I want my money back. Come on, don't get mad, what I said about the potion was true. If you don't believe me, ask the magic leprechaun who appeared in the corner. What? Ha ha, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Ha ha, very funny. Give me my money. Come on, friend, give it some time. Bah, keep your 5 euros. I'm out of here. No chance. We're not leaving until this jerk gives you your money. Joker. Hold up. How'd that happen? What? He's trying to mess with you because he's jealous of your telepathic powers, Grimm. We cannot allow it. The fuck is going on? Look, dude. Looks like you're starting to talk to unreal things, so I'd appreciate it if you left my shop. I have work to do, you know. Unreal things? Do you know what we should do, Grimm? We should kill him! Let's see what he thinks about us being unreal after that. What? No! Don't do it! Hey man, I know you're seeing blurry shapes that come and go, but believe me, they're not real. Blurry? This shit is clearer than water! Yeah, well, whatever. I'll see you later. Bye! He wants to throw us out, Grimm! He's disrespecting us! We must kill him! No, put the gun down. Fuck, I'm arguing with my own imagination. Yeah, maybe you're right. I'll leave him alone. Thanks. Not to be rude, but... What the fuck? Fuck! 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 I promised Batman I wouldn't kill again! Why did you make me do that? Batman will be angry! Now I have to kill you! What? No! You'll tell him! I won't, I promise! Look, I'm not saying shit to Batman. Batman, if you're here, I'm not saying shit, buddy. I can't take the risk. Enough, Clown. Batman, I didn't kill anyone. You did, Joker. I saw it all. And what if I did? What are you gonna do, Batman? You can't kill anyone. You never do. So says your stupid code, doesn't it? Your days of terrorizing Gotham are over. This time you will feel the weight of the Sword of Justice. I'll be out in less than a week. Not this time, Clown. Feel the power of justice. What the fuck is going on? Give me your hand, Grim. What? I'm losing my damn mind. I'm fine, thanks. If you want to escape this nightmare, you must come with me. I'm your only... Ah, my head aches. Careful, kid. There's a breach in the space-time continuum. What? That opened a door between realms. Some weird creatures are entering our world, like this one. Don't move, monster. Robbie the Rabbit. I'll kill you and I will end this nightmare. Discrepancy in the continuum located by order of the Galactic Republic of Zerzim 33. Stay where you are and surrender your weapons. Hello, pizza delivery for Grimm. Is there a Grimm here? Wow, what a party you got going on in here. Corpses, furies, droids, this is my kind of party. This is not real, this is not real, this is not real. Damn. You really messed things up this time, Grim. Why is this happening? Well, there were enough drugs in that potion to knock out an elephant. I want to wake up. Oh, that's easy. Just close your eyes, relax, and take 3 deep breaths. When you open them again, it'll all be over. Trust me, I'm a talking dog. Oh, okay. That's it? And then I said, sorry, Mary Jane, I got myself into a bit of a sticky situation again. Is that supposed to be funny? Oh, you don't find that funny? Do you find it funny now? Relax. Oh, shit. What? Where am I now? Am I still hallucinating? What? Where am I? What? Judy? I was in the town. Why am I here? And why am I wearing a school uniform? I don't know, I was talking to the apothecary and then... what the hell? Lauren, you too? My head is spinning. Where are we? I woke up here as well. I don't know. Wait a second. Is that what I think it is? There's a book on that altar. This is it, girls. This is the Grimoire. The Grimoire of Magnus. We found it. I can read it. I can understand everything. But how? Come here. Hurry. Girls. Girls. It's been a while, Grim. Dad? Shut up, and just listen. Not everybody is gifted with his presence. Consider yourself lucky. What? We finally meet, Grim. Ugh, my head. It hurts. My lord. You can go now, my servant. Retreat back into the darkness. Yes, my lord. A long time has passed since we crossed paths. You're not real. I'm still dreaming. Is that so? Or is it that the drugs you consume freed your mind, making our encounter possible at last? No, you and I are connected, Grimm. We are the same, you and I. No, we're not, you freak. Why? You're the good guy, and I am the villain? People died because of you. People will die because of you. You have had sex with your stepsisters if they wanted to. And you're enjoying it. Of course you are. Why shouldn't you be enjoying it? You don't care about anything else. You're far from being the hero of this story. What is your goal? To protect yourself? To protect your women? I can protect them. That is all that matters. The rest of the world? Let them be damned. You don't owe the world anything.
He's right, Grimm. We should stop this stupid quest already and retire to a nice, warm island where we could fuck all day and night.
Lauren?
Come on, bro. Let's get this over with. I want you to fill my little pussy. Let's get back home.
All you have to do is take my hand, Grimm.
My head!
Take my hand and retrieve the Grimoire of Magnus. When the time comes, you will rule over all by my side. Do it! Never! What a shame. Your fate has been written. Your choice is death. What? Oh my fucking god. What the fuck was that? I'm not taking that shit ever again. Checking your pockets. At least I haven't been robbed. And I still have the aphrodisiac. That damned apothecary. Petting the dog. Although I'm feeling quite well now. No more headache. He told me the effects passed after 10-15 minutes without side effects. I guess he wasn't lying, but I didn't expect it'd be so fucking hardcore. Those visions were horrible. You're a good boy, huh? You like to be scratched, buddy. I'm glad you don't talk. I have to continue. It'll be dark soon. And then my father showed up and knelt before Astaroth. And you were there. And you too. And did this happen before or after Spider-Man brought you some pizzas? I know I was drugged, but I'm serious. That shit was so real. Okay. Well, this is what I found out. You got something? Yeah, I've heard the same rumors. A lot of people know about his underground business, but they're too afraid to say anything. Some neighbors tried to confront him, and they disappeared. Apparently, the mayor had a safe installed in his bedroom a few months ago. If he has that key, I'm sure he's keeping it there. But I have a plan to steal it. Yeah, me too. Hi, guys. Welcome to the Jumping Pony. What can I serve you? Hi, thank you. We're good. We've already been served. Alright, if you need anything, just give me a call, handsome. Sure, I will. Whatever you need. Sure. Oh, you might wanna, you know, give her a call. Anything you need. She means anything. Ahem, Yeah, as I was saying before Grimm started flirting with the waitress, I have a plan. Yeah,
As I was also saying before Grim ignored us to stare at the waitress's tits, I have one too.
Hold on.
It's still gonna give us a point. But we may need Mike's help. He's gonna help us, isn't he?
Yeah, he's waiting for us outside. He owes me one. I'm sure he'd do anything for us.
Good, in that case, I think we should use the element of surprise. Use Mike's guns, take down his guards, and make him open his safe.
But that's so dangerous! He's a child molester and a corrupt politician. He could have dangerous people with him, in his house!
I suggest we use that information to our advantage, sneaking into his room and blackmailing him. I don't know. Iko, say something. You're really quiet all of a sudden.
The mayor and all his workers seem to be real assholes, Mike told me.
Iko?
Iko!
Huh?
What?
What plan do you prefer?
Plan?
Oh yes, Lauren's plan. Direct attack, always.
That's not fair. She said your plan no matter what.
Let's do something. Grim, you decide.
Me?
Seems like a good spot to save.
Alright guys, so we will see you next time with more Once in a Lifetime next week. So stay tuned guys, because Sextember is just beginning. This is the Grim Lord and I will see you guys in just a minute. Gotta make a bathroom run and then we're gonna be back with Eternum.